This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Less than a week, people, less than a week until the most anticipated initial stock offering since, well, since Facebook, I guess, so not all that long. But still, the Twitter IPO is going to be a big deal. Right now, the company is in the middle of what's called a roadshow. Just like it sounds, executives travel around the country getting a feel for who wants to buy shares and how much they are willing to pay. Marketplace's Abri Benishour reports it's not unlike another kind of roadshow. One you might find on your local public television station.
Lark Mason is an appraiser on PBS's Antiques Roadshow, and he's a lot like a skeptical investor. I asked him about this 7-year-old social media company I've heard about.
It has a really cute sky blue bird on it. How much do you think it might be worth?
Well, you know, there are a lot of ways to figure out value. So I'm going to have to ask you some questions.
Okay.
So one of the first questions that I have to know about is, what kind of condition is it in?
It hasn't made a profit yet.
No profit. That's kind of a challenge.
Well, it has 230 million users, and it's predicted to grow.
I think that there's good reason to think that it's got a pretty strong valuation at the moment, but as to the long-term viability, it's hard to say.
Now, the actual roadshow is a lot like that, investors trying to get at the core of the value of a business. Kathy Smith is a principal at Renaissance Capital. She specializes in IPO investments and has been going to roadshows for 20 years.
So they're clarifying questions, competitive questions, the strategy, you know, where the company sees its strongest business opportunity.
Chris Lowe, chief economist at FTN Financial, says the roadshow hasn't changed a whole lot in a few decades. It's still an invite-only event with big investors.
A bunch of brokers sitting around tables playing with their phones, paying no attention to a group of wonky-looking guys showing a PowerPoint and delivering it in a monotone. That's the roadshow.
But a curious sort of thing has happened in terms of the companies.
Some of these tech companies where you can be national just by being on the internet, the company often is well-known and has a presence long before it reaches profitability.
With these kinds of IPOs, companies are having to prove their worth before they even turn a profit, which means they better have quite an impressive PowerPoint presentation. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.